Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass. He just reminded me we have AC/DC tickets today. We'll be giving out next hour. So if you're dying to go to that show, hang tight. Mm. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment, talk about Thursday night football. But we had a lot of Braves news yesterday.
I'm really, really excited about this. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm going to let her get through it, but I'm stoked.
And I want to know how – I'm curious of how people – that I'm curious about this as well, how people view it.
So Rick Kranitz, Freddie Gonzalez, Tom Goodwin, all out, bringing in pitching coach Jeremy Hefner and first base coach Antoine Richardson from the Mets.
Go ahead.
I loved Rick Kranitz, and I thought he was actually a phenomenal pitching coach. It showed in the product. But when I heard that, I wondered, and I haven't seen a lot. I had some things going on yesterday. I was kind of busy. I didn't get to see Twitter as much as I normally do. So I was curious what people thought about that, because that's the kind of move that I could see Braves fans being irritated about, letting go of Kranitz. And it was my immediate thought was, I bet people are going to be upset about that. However, they don't even realize that what they really wanted in a complete, clean kind of let's flip things over would have brought in just that. But since Weiss is the guy taking over, they're probably upset that they got rid of Kranitz. And it's also surprising that Weiss is kind of cleaning house.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the change everyone was kind of looking for, though. I mean, they stayed true and steady when it came to the manager with Walt Weiss, but now he's changing everything around, which I think is refreshing.
Let me just tell you how excited, because Bo knows that I've hammered this point since we've started this show. A few years ago, this was like one of the main points of contention I've had with the Braves over the last few years. Antoine Richardson, you mentioned, he's going to be the new first base coach. He's also the base running coach. If there's one thing I know about the New York Mets, so I looked it up, they run the bases very hard. Mm. They steal a lot of bases, 147 bases, fifth in the major leagues last year for the New York Mets in terms of stolen bases. The Braves were at 81. Yeah. I mean, think about that now. I have been so perplexed by the lack of ability for our team. And it's not that we have speedsters. Ronald Acuna did the 70 just a couple years ago. But outside of that, it's been dismal. When Ronald Acuna, and I don't know if he finished the season that way, when he got hurt a couple years ago, he was the team leader in stolen bases after he went out in May for the entire season.
Yeah.
We did not steal bases. We haven't stolen bases for a couple years. It was more aggressive this past season than it was the year before, but it's been abysmal for the most part over the last couple of seasons. Hiring Antoine Richardson into that role, it's not just the first base coach. Dude, base running. I'm telling you, the Mets were one of the best base running teams just in terms of aggression in the major leagues the last couple of years. When I saw his name pop up, let's freaking go.
And
I'm ready.
He also told the Mets to go stick it. They wanted him back, and he was like, not enough money. So they didn't meet his offer.
Wow.
And which is interesting. I'm not the guy that like, yeah, we took something for them, and because in the end of the day, he is a coach, and not that he doesn't bring something to it, but I mean, are you going to go snag one of their players now that maybe can hit and be a DH, Pete Alonso?
I'm curious what you want the polar bear?
Do I want him and that attitude that he kind of is? I'm not a huge fan of his personality, but I would take a guy that could do what he does. If you would take Kyle Schwarber here, then there's no reason why you wouldn't take Pete Alonso here. I'll tell you that much.
Well, I'm a little bit jaded on that one because he just played for the Cubs.
Yeah, but they are very similar. They're both meatheads with attitudes who hit home runs. Sign me up.
So here's my question, though, because I've had people ask me about the DH spot, and obviously we know that Ozuna's situation. I don't know how much they're going to be willing to spend here on this. I have no feel about what they're going to want to do as far as that spot goes or in free agency period when it comes to this roster.
It sounds like they're It sounds like they want to be in the top five in payroll. I'll say this real quick. I'm not so sure it wouldn't be a good thing for this team to have a meathead with an attitude come in the locker room. Just my 2 cents. It just add a little bit different dynamic to bring a little aggression to the locker room. We have it. We have some spirit. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think it would be a bad thing.
Kyle Schwarber's going to break the bank, though, right? Like, yeah. He's going to break the bank.
But he's so exciting to watch, and I hate to say that, but he is exciting to watch.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. He's going to hit a couple 480-foot taters over the course of the season. There's no doubt. I'm just curious. I can't envision that they want to pay him the money that he's going to be owed.
So I wanted to ask you this when Walt Weiss was announced, because when we were having injuries last season and guys were coming back, Mike, you were saying, like, I'm going to give him 4 weeks or so until I really judge what's going on here.
Yeah.
How long are you giving Walt?
For
everyone to gel, because now we've got this whole regime kind of clocking in. How long are you going to give him until?
Baseball's just so different.
I know.
I think that you have to get it done so much quicker in football. Like, I think I don't know what the average tenure is for baseball coaches, but it's way longer than NFL head coaches. And rightfully so, because I think coaching has so much more to do with the on-field product in football than it does in baseball. But I would say by midseason, if you're floundering 10 games under, yeah, I'm going to have an issue. But if they're just at 500 waiting on a hot streak, I'm not going to look at Walt Weiss and be like, yep, your fault.
Yeah, how healthy they stay is a big deal, too. You get more time in baseball when health is an issue. I mean, the last 2 years, they've somehow they've made the playoffs one of the last 2 years, and they've had just detrimental injuries.
Well, I'm interested to see what happens this season. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Speaking of the NFL, Cardinals put Kyler Murray on the IR. He's recovering from a foot injury that happened from week 5. Jacoby Brissett will be starting the next 4 weeks.
This is interesting, because there was a controversy talk swirling after Brissett's played pretty well, and Marvin Harrison's played really well with Jacoby Brissett. He's had a coming out kind of party, so to speak, with him. And then randomly, Kyler Murray just put on the IR for 4 weeks. This screams, let's let the Brissett thing play out to where maybe he turns into what he's been, which is essentially an elite backup quarterback, kind of like the old Ryan Fitzpatrick type thing, where you give you 5 to 7 good weeks,
magic,
and
yeah,
then it kind of fizzles out, and you turn into a pumpkin. And I think it feels like they're trying to let this play out long enough for Jacoby Brissett to turn into a pumpkin, and Kyler Murray comes back in and he's the starter, and there's no controversy.
You mean to tell me they want to milk the Brissett brilliance as long as they can?
Well, that, and Jonathan Gannon's also trying to save his job, and he's trying to save his job, you know, because he's been there. This is, what, year 3 now, and they just really haven't done much. So he's kind of trying to show that he can win with competent quarterback play.
Yeah, don't you remember when he was hired, and it was Kyler Murray was coming off the injury, but I think that Jonathan Gannon went to Kyler Murray's, like, Ring of Honor ceremony at Oklahoma or something along those lines, and it was a big deal because they're like, all right, he's going to ride with Kyler Murray even after the injury. Just all that aside, do you know how impressive it is that Jacoby Brissett has had the career he has had after his time, like, at Florida?
Yeah, and then NC
State. First and foremost, and then he transfers to NC State back when transferring wasn't cool. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, goes
now
on.
Now all the kids are doing it.
Now all of them are doing it, and they're getting paid millions to do it. I mean, I just look at him, and I'm like, dude, good for you, man. You have really turned in. He's You brought up Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think of a guy like a Charlie Whitehurst or Matt Flynn. Like, that's one of the ones that they get, just backup quarterbacks that you knew were going to be prepared when they were put in the game.
I heard something about him. I think it was Arch was telling me, because Arch did some of his games, Mike, when he was at NC State. And he was like, he is such – everybody screams around that locker room how great of a leader he is. Yeah, they had Jeff Driscoll and Jacoby Brissett down in Gainesville, and it couldn't work out. Thanks, Will Muschamp.
Raider, listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bears travel to Denver tonight to take on the Broncos for Thursday night football. You can hear that here on 92.9 The Game starting at 7:30.
Can't you just already hear how excited they are that they've got the Raiders tonight after the trade deadline and everything? Like, Thursday night football has always been one of those games that just feels like every year they cannot catch a break. You know, it was the year with the color rush where all the games were just abysmal.
Which
abysmal
felt like design.
Football games. It was like, you know, let's just stash it on Thursday night NFL Network. Now it's Amazon, and you're like, Amazon's going, what the heck? What are we doing?
Let's make ugly uniform decisions and put ugly games on the field as well. Brock Bowers.
Let's go.
If I was looking on Underdog right now, I'd probably go and look at Brock Bowers and figure out what I wanted to, what he's going to go higher or lower on.
Highest point total of any fantasy player this year, last week for Brock Bowers. I think it was 45. Insane numbers.
Well, coming up, Auburn and Notre Dame have agreed to a future home-and-home series. We'll cover that, and we've got them mic'd up.
What do No. Sean Marino, Tim Tebow, and John Parker Wilson all have in common? If you know the answer to that question, you're not going to want to miss this mic'd up coming up on the other side of the break.
If you don't, stay tuned on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.